This Christian podcast is designed to help us walk a stronger Christian life in today's troubled world. This is God's Amazing Grace Podcast with Sean.
Hey everybody, welcome back once again to God's Amazing Grace. And of course, by now you should know who I am. I am your host, Sean. And in this episode, I think we're just going to have a talk. We're going to sit down and have a discussion about this podcast, some of the stuff that's going on in this world. I was going to have a discussion on the flesh and how to overcome the flesh, how to overcome it. One of the ways, of course, everybody knows is once you become a saved, you overcome the flesh through Jesus Christ our Lord. But as I was starting to talk about it, it just didn't feel right. You know, you get that feeling that this isn't what I'm supposed to be talking about. This isn't what I'm supposed to be doing. So then I prayed about it. And I asked God, every time I pray, I ask God to be his mouthpiece. Let me speak his words. There's one person out there listening. Let them hear what you have me to hear. You know, you've got people from over 60 countries listening to this podcast. India has steadily become the second country to listen to this podcast. And I get new friend requests on my Instagram, my Twitter accounts, and the majority of them are from India. What happened to us Americans? You know, you sit there and see stuff on the news about people, well, not so much the news, it's more like on social media, certain social media pages, about how people are standing there singing and praising the Lord in America. But when it comes down to it, we're constantly fighting and bickering about things that are going on. Why can't we just get along? Yeah, things that are going on with this election and stuff right now, yes, there are things that are at stake. And people say, well, I don't want to hear that God's in control. He is in control. Instead of worrying about what's happened, yes, we need to stand up and fight for our rights and our freedoms, our freedom to assemble in the church, our freedom to carry arms in the Second Amendment. Yes, we need to stand up to that. You know, that's what Trump's talking about, making America great. To where we didn't have to worry about the freedoms. But what's happening to this country is causing people to divide. Brothers to hate brothers. It's kind of like a civil war all over again. Brothers fighting against brothers. Families hating families because they're saved and they're Christians. Politics is important. Yes, it's important. But what's more important is saving the lost souls. Preparing for the end to come. That's not just the United States. That's the whole world. What happens if you go to bed and you never wake up? Can you honestly, truthfully say, I'm going to heaven? If you can't, then you better prepare now. You look out there and see what's going on in this world. You know, there's so much, you're bombarded daily with pornographic sites, women flaunting their stuff all over the internet. You watch the news and all they talk about is murder, violence. The shows you watch are talking about and preparing you for what's to come, what the world is going to turn into. It's made us accept things. And we've become zombies. So to me, yes, it's more important to stand up for what you believe . You know, you look back, I've talked about it before. I talked about Isuzu Street, where God is moving so much that people that didn't know God were lost and dying and going to hell would miraculously be saved just by the presence of the Holy Spirit. You see these protests going on. Why is there so much anger and hate? One side versus the other. It's because we forget to let the Holy Spirit take control. We forget. We go through the motions of letting Jesus, talking about Jesus. See, that's another thing. We're so programmed to make church a weekly ritual. It's no longer a place to learn. It's a place where we go to see how Betty and Bill and everybody else is doing. It's a social gathering. We go in, we sing a couple of praise Jesus, hallelujah. And then we cut the spirit. Once the spirit's starting to move, we cut him short. We don't allow him to move like we used to. You know, back in the day when I was younger, I remember talking about miracles that were happening. You don't hear about that like you used to. Yes, there's still miracles going on. I know there's still miracles going on. But you don't hear about it. Like I said, church, it's become a social gathering, if we're not out at a certain time so we can be first in line to the buffet, then we get angry. So we're stopping the Holy Spirit from moving. We're going through the motions of playing church. We are causing church to program us to kind of like the news media and TV is doing. You know, not so much program, but the church is not meeting Jesus's needs. It's meeting our needs. It's turned into a place that tells us what we want to hear, not what we need to hear. For all you preachers out there that are listening, stop worrying about what the congregation is doing and start worrying about what God wants you to do. If you lose your congregation because you are preaching the true word, start over. God will bless it 100-fold. And maybe in the process, those that move to another church will come back because they know and God convicts their heart. And he'll bring back, if you lose 50 people, he'll bring back 100. But God will always supply your needs no matter what. If they vote you out of the church, move on to another church. So, you know, we've got some stuff going on in our family right now. Like me and the wife aren't feeling the greatest. The wife has been tested because she works in the hospital and she's directly around COVID patients. So we worry about that. God has his arm of protection around her. She has kidney disease. She has other issues. I have asthma. I have other issues that God has protected me thus far. I've talked about my friend from Atlanta, Georgia. Well, he lives in Monroe, Michigan. He's a pastor. How he got COVID and was on a respirator. But through this, through that, his church has become stronger. They did the Jericho march around that hospital he was in. And I know Ricky, I know Pastor Ricky, when he preaches, he tells it like it is. So God had a reason and a purpose to make that church stronger. You know, I know there's sometimes when we just feel stagnant, kind of dry. It's kind of hard to explain. We're we're all gonna get that way. But you gotta fight through it. Praise the Lord. Go off by yourself if you have to. Turn on some praise and worship music and just scream at the top of your lungs, praising the Lord. Bring that fire back, that desire, that desire to serve God with everything that you have. You know, they say it takes 21 days to start a habit. 21 days to start a habit. I think I'm going to do another challenge out there. Take time out every day. I challenge you. Every day, take time out, whether it's a couple minutes, whether it's 5 minutes, and praise the Lord. Listen to a song. Turn it full blast driving down the road and praise the Lord. Get to the point where when people see you, they see Jesus. Let's call this the Praise the Lord Challenge. And I ask you guys time and time again to tell me how it's going. Why is it so hard for any Christian to tell you how it's going, how they're trying? These testimonies, I've struggled and struggled and struggled to get testimonies. Why? Christians should shout their testimonies from the rooftop. So what if it's not a great testimony? Anything you say can help somebody. I took the 30-day challenge of, instead of getting upset with people, to smile. And I heard nothing. And how that 30-day challenge is going. I hear people on my, I kind of discussed it on my Instagram and my Twitter, and I heard people, oh, this is, everybody needs to smile. But I didn't hear a thing from anybody saying how it's going. That's another testimony. I did the Pay It Forward Challenge. Trying to get you, the listener, involved to become better Christians. That's what this podcast is about. Helping everybody who's listening to become better Christians. I can't even get you guys to tell me how it's going. Have you tried it? I stopped having guests on here for a little while to kind of just rant about things. I've become stagnant. You know, God told me and had me do this podcast, but I've become stagnant. it's hard. When you sit there and watch TV instead of turning it off and getting into the Word, I think that's one of the things I think, now that I think about it, that's one of the bad things about social media. Is instead of getting into the words, you're getting into your phones, you're getting into your Facebook, your Instagram, your Twitter accounts, whatever you're on, you're getting into those. You know, I see Christian chat groups on some of these social media accounts, and they're not really talking about God. They're not discussing God. Lord, give us the desires to seek you. Set us on fire for you. Sometimes I feel like shouting to the top of the roof, from the top of the roof, saying, wake up, Christians. But I can't. I'm in a household full of people and stuff, so I gotta kind of be quiet. I gotta kind of sit back. But then I think, who cares? Maybe I should just yell it from the top of the roof. Roof. Rough. That's the way the us Michiganders say roof. It's rough. So maybe being Christian is more than just going through the motions. Maybe we as a church, as the members of the body, need to get back on fire for God. Let the Holy Spirit move through these countries like never before. You know, we're on a radio station in 20 countries. We're hitting 60 countries on the podcast alone. Plus, that, you know, that's 80 countries, so to speak. You would think somewhere along the line, I could hear from you, the listeners. We need to be on fire for God's kingdom. We need to take the worldly things that are in this church today, in these churches today, out. And allow the Spirit to move. You know, I remember church I went to was Faith Temple of Muskegon in Muskegon, Michigan, years ago. We had a set time, but we never really went through that set time. You know, churches would start, the Sunday school would start early, and then we'd have the church service, and it would always go over because we allowed the Spirit to move. I think if we allow the Spirit to move, the hatred will disappear. You know, there's always going to be hatred. I shouldn't say it'll disappear. I should say maybe that it'll kind of die down, because when we allow the Spirit to live within us, the Spirit's going to get transferred to other people. As you walk by these other people, as you are filled with the Holy Spirit, it's going to spill over onto other people. And you're going to see miracles happen again. People will be saved again. People will be crying out to Jesus instead of crying to kill Jesus. I think we're going to take a break. And I don't know if you remember, but in these breaks, I have kind of like a little mini commercial, so to speak. I talk about different kind of like businesses, so to speak, Christian businesses and stuff. So let's take a break and we'll come back, and I think I'll give you a couple of testimonies just to end this show. So let's take a break and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but go into Google Play and search for what's called Podroom. It's an app to where you can go in to your favorite podcasts, and there's a chat room where you can chat with others while you listen to that podcast. You can find it on Google Play. Check it out, and you'll never know who you might run into in one of these chat rooms. But go to Google Play, search for Podroom, the Podroom app, download it, and go into and search for your favorite podcast, and invite your friends into the chat room, invite others into the chat room, and listen to a podcast and discuss the podcast as you're listening to it. So find it today. Like I said, you never know who might show up into these chat rooms. Find it today. That's the Podroom app in Google Play.
Welcome back. This is God's Amazing Grace podcast with Sean.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that break. Don't forget to check out the Podroom app on Google Play. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed my rant. You know, I think that's going to be the name of this podcast episode, rant, because I just kind of let it go. So, you know, if you think about it for a minute and you look at what's going on in this world, the hatred and everything, like I said, sometimes we just have to rant to get things off of our shoulders, to put things back in their place. You know, sometimes when we're living this life day after day after day, doing the same things, everything gets monotonous and things get out of place. Priorities change. Yeah, this episode I've talked about a lot of different things. I've kind of just went crazy. You know, for you guys listening in another country and stuff, you might not see what's going on in the United States. You might hear a little bit about what's going on. But the United States isn't the only country out there that's having struggles. I get these requests from Africa all the time about all these orphanages. You know, all the struggles, how mother and father's dead and the eldest is trying to take care of their kids. Siblings. People from other countries want to come to America because it's the land of the free and the home of the brave. But right now, why would you want to come? Yeah, you can make money. You can work minimum wage jobs, make money, send it back to, we'll say, for Mexico, for instance, and you send all your money back to Mexico and your family's living high on the hog down there. Yeah, you could do that. But America's not all that great. Americans don't have the money that people think they do. Granted, there are a lot of people out there that do have a lot of money, but they spend it on frivolous things. Here we go again, talking about that. But when it's coming down to the point where other countries need to send their missionaries to the United States, then we've got a problem. You know, a lot of these big churches have monetized. The pastors live high on the hog, so to speak. While the parishioners are struggling. I know there's a lot of churches out there where the pastors do work very, very hard. It's a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week job for some pastors out there. And what the church can afford to give them, they give them wholeheartedly. But being a minister, it's not about the money. It's about the people. Yes, you have to make a living. I'm not saying that you don't have to make a living. But my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in heaven. And from what I understand, them streets are paved with gold. Well, that's enough ranting. That's enough raving. I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's just like, I guess I'm just speaking what's on my heart. I've got several friends that are ministers. And I know they preach the true gospel. And their parishioners treat them good. No, here's one I was going to talk about a long time ago about how people get turned off by listening to preachers beg for money. One of the biggest ones years ago, you know, you've heard these scandals of like Jim Baker and Jimmy Swaggart and them years ago. They were some of the best beggars on there, and look what happened to them, what they did with the money. You know, Jim Baker and his former wife built this great big community, but they spent all of that money on themselves. You know, yeah, we got to be careful when it comes to stuff like that. So, but anyway, I think I'm gonna give another testimony. I had talked about Mark Coleman's testimony last week, and I gave it to you about his heart failure and all the struggles that he went through and stuff. I'm going to give his wife's testimony this week. And I hope she doesn't mind. In that book that I talked about, I'm going to talk to Mark. And I'm going to ask if any of you listeners out there want a copy of this. This testimonies booklet. I'm going to see if I got permission to send you an email copy of it. So if you want a copy of this booklet so you can read these testimonies, send me your email. You know, send it to God's Amazing Grace Podcast at Outlook.com. And we will send you a copy if it's okay. I'm going to talk to Mark about it, and I'm sure it would be okay, but let's get permission first so you guys can read these testimonies. But here's Mark's wife's testimony. She calls it God Delivers from All Habits. Says, Mark and I weren't always living for God. We had been together off and on for 16 years. A lot had happened before, and while I was with Mark, I eventually left Mark and went to Arizona in 2008. It was there that I let my life be ruled by my past. I was with my brother and got into drugs and alcohol. Little did I know, God was about to show me that if I was going to live in that past, it was going to be my future. God allowed me to see my future. I was standing at the end of the driveway. As I looked to my right, I could see everything was clear. But as I looked to my left, everything wasn't clear. I saw a dark, evil, dreadful road, a path of prostitution, drugs, people being murdered, etc. It was worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. It was horrifying. God was showing me the path on the left, as if to say, if I didn't leave the past behind, it would be my future. I must forgive those in my past. I must trust God and give Him to forgive me and put God first in my life and let Him guide my path. No one should worry about what was in the past. It cannot be changed, but we can trust God for the future. God bless you. You know, listening to her testimony, could you imagine seeing that road, being in that road that she was trapped? She had a choice to go right or left. The path she was taking was the wrong path. It led to destruction. You know, think about it for a minute. God gives us plenty of choices for us to choose which path to take. If she would have took the path of destruction, she would have surely died. But God led her to choose the right path. You know, we can be puppets. God can make us into puppets if He wanted to. You know, it's kind of like you listen to these stories of drug addicts and stuff, and how they're the ones that have to make that decision. You know, if they want to go into rehab, a family member can't make them do it, because if a family member does it, then it kind of shows that they're not willing, really willing. They're not going to really put up a good fight to go into rehab. They're just doing it because they got caught. They're going down that wrong path. But that's why when you get sent to the hospital, you have to make that choice. Then you have to put the effort into doing it. You make those phone calls. That shows your true commitment. I think that's why God gives us a free will. He gives us the right to choose the right or the wrong path. If you think about it, if you don't put the effort into walking that right path, then it doesn't show you're truly committed to following Jesus. You know, if there's anybody out there that's struggling, that needs a prayer, that's stagnant, going through a dry spell, that lost interest, right now, where you're at, get down on your knees. If you're driving, of course you can't do that. But get down on your knees and ask God to forgive you. Repent of your sins. Ask the Holy Spirit to place a fire in your soul. Ask Him to let people see Jesus in you. Bring back those true churches. Not the made-to-order ones, but the ones that truly want to serve God. Build a fire. Give us the desire to serve you, to seek you, to love you. In everything, let's give you praise. Help us to choose that right path. So that when we go down the right path, you will be our leader and our guide. Help us to change the world. To get rid of this hate and show nothing but love. That when people see us, they don't hate. Send a revival through this land, Lord. And I'm not just talking about the whole United States. I'm talking about the whole world. You're coming soon. I know you are. Let people see Jesus in us. Bring back the times of Isuzu Street. You know, there's people out there that in their younger days didn't believe that it was right to do certain things. But somewhere got turned off, turned and steered to the wrong road. Maybe we took a little detour for a short time, but Lord, steer us back into the right direction. Fill us full of your word, Lord. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, if it dwells in us, let us perform miracles in your name. For every one of these countries that are listening here today, let their struggles be heard. They are willing to give their lives for you. Lord, send a revival through the land like it's never seen before. Because I know time is short. You know, if there's anybody out there that doesn't know Jesus, and are ready to say that sinner's prayer, let's do it. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I want you to come into my life to be my Lord and Savior. Forgive me of my sins. Jesus, I thank you and I praise you. Now, if you said that prayer, and if you need prayer, get a hold of us. And if you feel that God has laid it on your heart to help us as a ministry out, then go into our website at www.godamazinggrace.com and find that spot where you can donate. We are an organization that relies strictly on donations. If you can't, pray for us. It's time we as Christians stand together. Arm in arm. And preach the gospel. To go into all the world and teach the gospel. They'll know we are Christians by our love. For all you that are listening out there in Radio Land, on Eternity Ready Radio, and all that you that are listening on this podcast, find a Bible-based church, one that's preaching the whole Bible, not just a made-to-order Bible, but the whole Bible. Get involved. Send us some suggestions on stuff that you want to hear about, that you would like to know about. We are a podcast that is here to help us walk a Christian life in today's troubled world. Don't forget to like us, share us, follow us, listen to us on Amazon, Pandora, Google Podcast, iHeart, Apple, Spotify, Anchor. Oh, you name it. We're pretty much on them all. And I understand that I believe it's set up for Alexa also. That you can listen to us on Alexa. Help us to put the word out to people out there. You know, I get people saying, oh yeah, I'll share. or they'll follow you to help you get the word out to share with others, but that they unfollow you when you're not looking, and they don't share. They don't follow through with what they say. Let's get the word out there to everybody. Share this podcast with everybody you hear and speak. You know, I'm looking for guests also. If you want to be a guest on this podcast, get in contact with me again at God's Amazing Grace Podcast at Outlook.com, and we'll set up something and we'll have you as a guest. So get out there, spread the word. For those that have accepted Jesus into their lives, let people know. Give them your testimony. You don't send testimony still. So let's hear from you. So if you're out there, and are on the verge of suicide, I ask that God, I don't know what it is right now that just come up, that God reaches down right now and touches your heart and your life. This person that's on my mind, let them just lift their hands now and start praising you, Jesus. Fill them full of your love. Don't forget, follow us, like us, share us, and listen. Listen to us. Help us to get the word. We'll see you next time. Everybody, don't forget to get into a Bible-believing church and help us spread the word. I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Apple, Google, Spotify, SND, many more. See you next time. This is God's Amazing Grace Podcast with Sean.